You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine.
We'll all ride high in the saddle again. We'll all ride high in the saddle, my friend. We'll all ride high in the saddle again. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was White Witch by request going out to Sherry. That was We'll All Ride High, Moneybags. That's off of A Spiritual Greeting. That's from 74. Budgie gave us Breaking All the House Rules. That's off of Bandolier from 75. That was on vinyl. Frigid Pink, End of the Line off of Frigid Pink from 1970. That was on vinyl, and that's the album that has House of the Rising Sun on it. Before that, Rick Derringer wrapped up in Love Again. That's off of Jackhammer Blues from 2000. And we started that set off way back when in 1972 with Fanny, Blind Alley off of Fanny Hill from, like I said, 72. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name's Mike Conway. We got an hour left. Let's see. We're going to go to vinyl for our next two cuts. They are both guitar-oriented. Let's see. This first one's from 72. This guy played with a lot of people. Sort of a rock, jazz sort of guy, early 70s thing. And then the track after that, strap yourself in. It's like 19 minutes long. And as I will say many times over the course of my life, dig them and dig them deep.
Here's a bit of culture for you. A bit of culture.
Yeah. Thank you. pass through a chair. I can be from a crime bill. My soldier. And my soul be. My soul. Hear my soul.
Years after, I can't keep from crying sometimes. That is live. That's off of an album called The First Great Rock Festivals of the 70s, and that is from the Isle of Wight. That is the complete 19-minute version of that song. The Isle of Wight soundtrack to the documentary that was made includes an 11-minute version of that, but it takes out all the cool noodling in the middle, you know, so like, come on. So that was 19 minutes of live 10 years after. You know, how cool is that? The answer is very cool. And that short set started with Harvey Mandel, Bite the Electric Eel, always good advice. That's off The Snake from 72, and both of those were on vinyl, kids. All right, so it's MFO, it's Classic Rock. Mine, it's Mike Conway. It's a half hour left, so we are going to go down Baltimore way. Not really. Dig it deep. We'll be right back.
shame. You come more like an angel, but the devil will be my name. We'll be right back.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. How about that, kids? That was Creedence, of course. That was Pagan Baby off of Pendulum from 1970. Man, what a song! Never got airplay. Doesn't sound like any of their other hits either, which is probably why it didn't get airplay, because they didn't release it as a single, and they should have! I don't know, maybe they released it. I didn't do my homework around that one, but what a great tune, huh? And that was on vinyl, kids. Before that, the Ides of March. Yes, the people who brought us Vehicle brought us Baby's Gonna Grow. That's off the World Woven album from 1972. That was on vinyl. Before that, Pat Travers with their cover of Deep Purple's Black Knight. That's off of PT Power Trio 2, as opposed to PT Power Trio 1. Which was the first album. That came out in 2005. We started that set off way back when with Sir Lord Baltimore, Mr. Heartache, off of Kingdom Come from 1970. And that brings us to the end of this edition of Classic Rock Mine. I have one more song for you. This is an Australian band called Chain. We are going to hear a cut called Boogie. And I hope you enjoyed all the obscure classic rock on the program tonight. I've been doing the show for 20 years on WMFO, and I really dig the music. I hope you really dig the music. And tune in next Saturday at 9 for more of the best classic rock that you have never heard. For now, let's go to Australia. Bye! Thank you.